Welcome back. Today we're going intermediate and we're going straight for that future jungle feeling. Breaks that still nod to classic Amen. Think hot pants, but the drop lands modern. Clean, loud, controlled, and designed for those rewind-worthy moments where the groove just grabs the room. This lesson sits in mixing, but here's the truth. In future jungle, your mix starts way earlier than the faders. It starts at chop design, micro-timing, transient shape, tone choices, and how your break speaks next to the bass and the sub. If the chops are right, you won't need to crush the life out of them with a limiter just to feel impact. By the end, you're building a 16-bar drop with a chopped break split into kick, snare, hats, and ghosts. You'll write a call-and-response pattern that feels like it's talking back to itself, and you'll lock the low end so the break doesn't fight your sub and mid-bass. Then we'll glue it together on a drum bus in a way that stays punchy instead of flat. Let's set the session up so the groove behaves. Set your tempo between 162 and 170. I like 166 as a sweet spot for modern jungle energy without it feeling rushed. Now bring in your break on an audio track. Before you start warping like crazy, do this. Avoid Complex Pro for breaks right now. You want transient control, not time stretch smear. In the clip view, turn warp on, choose beats mode, set preserve to transients, and keep the envelope fairly low. Think 0 to 20 depending on how crunchy you want it. The more you push it, the more you're forcing the break into a grid-shaped box. And jungle needs some edges. Also, build with headroom. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB while you're creating. Loud later. Clean now. Now we choose and prep the break. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Ableton will build a drum rack filled with simpler slices. This is your raw material. Immediate cleanup inside the drum rack matters more than people think. Go into a few slices and make sure snap is on and simpler so your edits stay clean. Add tiny fade-ins and fade-outs, half a millisecond to maybe 3 milliseconds, just enough to stop clicks without dulling your hits. If you overfade your main transients, you'll wonder why everything got polite. Now here's the big move. Create mixable chop groups. In the drum rack, you're going to group slices by what they actually are. Find your kickish slices and group them into a group called kicks. Same for snares, hats, and then ghosts or FX for the little in-between stuff. Teacher tip, this is one of the main differences between I chopped a break and I can mix a future jungle drop fast. Because now you can push the snare without lifting hat hiss, and you can tighten hats without thinning the kick. Let's set up starting processing on each group. Don't treat these as laws. Think of them as a smart starting stance. On the kicks group, at EQ 8 first, put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove rumble that eats headroom. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz, just a couple dB. Then add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, boom usually off, because we're not trying to invent sub from the break, and transients up somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20 until it bites. On the snares group, at EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Then a gentle wide boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz if you need crack, and maybe a little air around 9 to 12 kHz if it's dull. After that, add saturator on analog clip mode, 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is control and density, not flattening. On the hats group, EQ 8 again, high pass higher than you think, 200 to 400 Hz or higher if the break is muddy. If the hats are harsh, dip gently around 7 to 10 kHz. Optionally add auto filter for motion. A high pass filter around 5 to 9 kHz with a tiny envelope amount can give that SHH movement without adding more notes. On the ghosts or FX group, high pass even more aggressively, somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. And if you want width, use utility here. Widen ghosts and FX, not your core kick and snare. Before we program anything, one quick coach note. Do a phase sanity check once you've grouped and processed. Duplicate the original break onto another track as a reference. Match loudness roughly. Now flip between the original and your drum rack playback. If your rack version suddenly feels thinner or weaker, it's usually one of three things. A slice start marker is late and you're missing the transient spike. Your fade-ins are too long on key hits. Or you've introduced polarity weirdness from heavy processing. You can even test by dropping utility on a group and temporarily inverting phase left or right to see if low mids come back. Don't overthink it. Just diagnose quickly and fix the obvious. Now we program the drop groove. Anchor plus chaos. Make a 16-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. Start with an anchor. In most Ansiflor-friendly jungle, that's a main snare on 2 and 4, or a jungle-leaning variation, where the second snare is a touch late in feel. Reinforce kick placement so it feels locked. This is the part DJs can trust and the crowd can follow. Then we add the chaos intentionally. Signature jungle edits. Little 1/16th or 1/32nd snare drags leading into bar changes. Kick stutters before the snare rather than after, and occasional chopped hat bursts. But keep your anchor readable. Now use velocity like it's mixing. Ghost hits should often sit in the 20 to 60 range. Primary snares live up in 95 to 127. Hats should vary, maybe 55 to 95, so the groove breathes. A reliable 16-bar pacing idea is this. Bars 1 to 4, establish the anchor with minimal edits. Bars 5 to 8, introduce a repeating chop phrase, like a signature line. Bars 9 to 12, remove one expected hit. Face equals impact. That absence is a mixed decision and an arrangement decision at the same time. Bars 13 to 16, that's where you flex. Your most complex chop and a fill into the next section. Now let's talk micro timing, because this is where a lot of people either get magic or get flams. Use the groove pull lightly. Try something like an MPC 16 swing around 57 to 59, but commit at only 10 to 25%. If you go too hard, you'll blur your kick and snare relationship and the drop stops punching. Then do small manual nudges. Hats can sit a few milliseconds late to feel like they're rolling behind the beat. Kicks are usually best on the grid for weight. Ghost snares can be slightly early to pull you forward. Here's a pro workflow. Duplicate your MIDI clip. One version tight, one version looser. A slash B them against your bass. Choose the one that makes the bass feel bigger, not the one that sounds more correct visually. Now the secret sauce. Make chops speak using envelopes. Open simpler for individual slices, especially snare and hat slices. For snares, keep attack very fast, 0 to 1 millisecond. If the snare is washing out and stepping on hats or bass, shorten decay a bit. Release around 20 to 80 milliseconds, usually keeps it natural but controlled. Use the filter in simpler too. If the snare is too splashy, a gentle low pass or band pass with a touch of resonance can bring out the crack without you boosting EQ like crazy. For hats, shorten decay so they don't smear into bass hits. And if hats are brittle, tame them per slice with simpler's filter instead of globally dulling the entire break. That way your main snare can still sparkle while the problem hats behave. Now we're ready for the drum bus chain. Future jungle loud without killing transients. On the drum rock, we're route to a dedicated drum bus track. At EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 HC to clean sub rumble. If it's cardboard, do a tiny dip around 250 to 450 HC. Then drum bus. Dry 5 to 20%. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20 depending on how aggressive you want it. Transients plus 5 to plus 25. But listen carefully. Too much transient boost can make hats spit and trigger your limiter early. Use damp to keep the top under control. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so you let the initial hit through. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on average. If you're getting 4, 5, 6 dB, you're probably sanding off the very thing that makes jungle feel alive. Then, and only as a safety, a limiter. Ceiling minus 1 dB. It should catch rogue peaks, not live there full time. Key concept. The chops should already be exciting before you make it loud. If you need 6 to 8 dB of limiting to feel impact, don't accept that as normal. Go back to slice envelopes, velocity, transient shaping, and hat control. Speaking of hat control, one extra coach note. Treat hats as peak generators. In jungle, hats often dictate how soon your bus clips. If your loop gets harsh when you push it, fix hats upstream. Try multiband dynamics on the hats group like a gentle de-esser. Focus only the top band, like 6 to 20 KHE, and just do 1 to 3 dB of reduction when it spits. Or put a saturator on hats with soft clip-on and very low drive, like half a dB to 2 dB, to round spice without making hats louder. Now let's keep the low end clean. Break versus sub versus bass. High pass hats and ghosts aggressively. Keep some weight in the kick group, but do not let the break carry sub. In modern drum and bass, the sub is a designed element, not an accident inside a break sample. Set up sidechain. Put a compressor on your sub track, sidechain from your kick group or a dedicated ghost kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo feel. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And here's a move that makes snares feel bigger without turning them up. Sidechain your mid-bass slightly from the snare group. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're basically making the bass step back when the snare speaks, so the snare feels like it's in front. Now the rewind moment trick. Controlled silence plus a signature fill. Pick bar 8 or bar 16. Mute the hats for half a bar. Leave only one kick, one snare, and maybe a short vocal chop or FX hit. Then hit a signature fill. One bar of denser edits, like snare rolls and kick syncopation. Then bring full hats back exactly on the downbeat. Mix tip. Automate drum bus drive up by about 2-4% during the fill, then reset on the drop hit. Tiny automation moves create huge perceived impact. Now let's add space and depth without washing out the rave. Make a return track called Short Room. Put hybrid reverb on it in algorithmic mode. Decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit stays forward and the room blooms behind it. High pass inside the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not reverberating mud. After the reverb, add EQ8 to tame harshness if needed, often a little dip around 7 to 10 kHz.